iRockRadio.me, I'm Rick Becker, and I'm going to continue my interview with David from Soul Asylum, which was recorded on the band's tour bus outside the Marquee in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday, July 23rd. There was a particular person close to the band that interested me. Movie writer and director Kevin Smith has had a special relationship with Soul Asylum since the days of his cult movie hit Clerks in 1994. I talked with David about working with Smith.
Oddly enough, I found Clerks at a truck stop a couple nights ago, and we put it on last night, and it's still really good. It's still really funny, and it's still, you really get the sense that this is what sort of started him on his role. Last time I saw him was at Jay Leno. He used Misery and Clerks 2, and I don't know. Kevin's great. He's really fun to work with, and he's always kind of on. He's always pretty funny. He seems to really enjoy what he's doing, and he makes it fun for everyone, you know.
Now, this tour is almost over, but you're going to be out on the road, I'm sure, pretty soon again. What can somebody who's never gotten a chance to see you guys expect from a Soul Asylum show?
Oh, 90 minutes of quality rock and roll entertainment. Somebody who's never seen the band before, I mean, that's kind of a funny thing for me to think about. I mean, I'm certain that they'll never see anything like us again unless they come and see us again.
This business is changing. It's different to get your music in front of people. It's different to make money on your music and make a business out of it. How do you guys adapt to the fact that it's just a different industry than it was when you guys started?
Very poorly, I think. I am not really an internet person, so I've never had the urge to tweet anyone or send anyone a picture of my sandwich or, you know, sort of make every second of my day seem interesting. For me, it's too much information. I really don't want to know what Jessica Simpson is having for lunch. I don't care, you know. You know, we've experimented with some things like pledge music, and we argued for about 25 years now about what a website for a band is supposed to be like, and we still don't really seem to have it figured out. And I guess our Facebook thing kind of takes care of itself, and we have a fan website. It's called Enter the Soul Asylum, and it's kind of a mixed situation. I still go buy records at the record store, and I listen to records on big wooden speakers, and I really enjoy the experience, and it's quite a bit more immersive than an MP3 and earbuds. But it's something I think about. I was just thinking about it in the shower, and I'm like, is it sad because people don't spend as much time and money on music, or is it just the nature of it? You know, people kind of grow in and grow out of music, but that's not the way it is for everyone. I mean, it's my life, so as people stop buying records and listening to them for free, it affects everything we do in not always the greatest ways.
I'm Rick Becker. Thank you for checking out my interview with David from Soul Asylum, which was recorded in Tempe, Arizona. As for the concert itself, Soul Asylum came out swinging by opening with Somebody to Shove and went with Misery pretty early in the set. David wasn't lying when he said the band puts on a nonstop energetic show for an hour and a half. If you see Soul Asylum is coming to your town, I suggest you invest in the price of a pair of tickets. iRockRadio.me.